Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting third. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walden. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Goosen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Lou Kraus. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Harper steals second. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up towards first. Goosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Alvis moves to third. Kubiak moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alves scores. Kubiak moves to third. Krause moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kubiak scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNerney strikes out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Goosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hobley. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNerney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNerney moves to second. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Brewers. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Goosen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goosen for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Brewers. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. McNerney settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McNerney. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Josephson moves to second. John Gellner now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Gellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. John Gellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gellner strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Matias pinch hits for Bobby Knoop. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Tommy John. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gellner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. John Matias now playing right field. Sid O'Brien now playing second base. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hovley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNerney hits a line drive towards first. McCraw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Goosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hobley moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hobley moves to third. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Gellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gellner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gellner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthias hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.